A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It is a reaction Tuesday. We got a quick week this week, y'all. Got a short week. A little Monday night game, obviously, with a quick turnaround for a Sunday game. Texans Patriots at, what is that, 2 o'clock on Sunday, boys?
Correct.
Little 2 o'clock on Sunday with old Joe Buck and Aikman back in the booth, by the way, on ESPN. So we drew a good card there. I think a lot of folks were would prefer Aikman and Joe Buck over a couple of the other crews that do those games. So we got a good draw Sunday afternoon. We got a good crew doing the game. I don't believe that the quick turnaround is as big a deal as I think most folks make it out to be. Texans, Patriots next Sunday. Getting texts right now from my buddies up in Boston talking about this is going to be a good game. We will see with that old soft-ass schedule y'all done played and catching them old beat-down Chargers in the first round. We'll see what them Patriots are talking about when a team has won 10 straight. 13 of the last 15, isn't that right? 13 of the last 15 would be right when them boys come to town. So Drake May, young quarterback versus this defense, it's gonna be must see TV. They got a great defense as well. Been really good against the run. Got Milton week. Williams back, the big interior defensive lineman.
They got a Nico Collins situation too with one of their better players, Christian Gonzalez.
Yep,
he went out.
Corner.
Yeah, he went out with a concussion. And didn't return against the Chargers Sunday night. We'll see what he looks like.
All right. Well, we're not turning the page yet off of last night's win because it is a reaction Tuesday. Texans win 30-6 with a 23-point. Let me hear it again. 23-point fourth quarter to really separate. This game was 7-6 when time started ticking off the fourth quarter of this game. And with two defensive touchdowns, they blew that sucker wide open in the fourth quarter. So it was a – you want to talk about finishing, D'Amico? You want to talk about finishing? There was a lot to like about this particular game, and the headliner is, no doubt about it, the defense. Look, as I said, they scored 14 points with Sheldon Rankin's scoop and score and Kalen Bullock's pick six. That will likely be the last pass of Aaron Rodgers' career. One thing that really stuck out with this defense that's worth mentioning is, you know, the fumbles that we keep talking about with C.J. Stroud, the two that he lost, the drives that immediately followed those fumbles, the defense gave up 9 yards on 10 plays, and one of them was already in field goal range, and so they gave up only the 3 points. I mean, it was the reason you survived such a poor performance and such major mistakes by the quarterback is that your defense turns around and picks him up and holds him to just 3 points. That was absolutely big time from the defense. We talked a little earlier about Sheldon Rankin's and what he did to that poor guard on that scoop and score was unbelievable. Ron, but I think there were two things, and we briefly discussed them throughout the show, but I want to hit them a little harder right now. There were two things that were just unexpected. Not only were these two things unexpected, but these two things are absolute game changers for the Texans the rest of the way. The Texans have never had a path to an AFC championship and even a Super Bowl. They've never had a path with least resistance than what they've got right now. You got the New England Patriots, who, again, they've had a really good season, but the schedule that they've played has left a lot to be desired. I don't know that they've been challenged much this season, and they're going to get challenged no matter how the game turns out with our defense. You win that game, and you get the winner of Denver and Buffalo, and you played Buffalo down to the wire right here. You played Denver down to the wire right here, and Buffalo, you made them look just made Josh Allen look pedestrian. And so you got to feel good about the opportunity that's out there. And when I thought we knew everything we needed to know about this football team, good, bad, and indifferent, two things happened last night that absolutely changed it, right? The run game was tremendous from jump. This O-line of Ariante Ursery at left tackle, Titus Howard at left guard, Jake Andrews at center, Ed Ingram at right guard, and big boy Trent Brown plugged back in at the right tackle position, along with the tight ends, Cade Stover, Dalton Schultz. And hell, let's be honest, they used the receivers a lot in the run game. But this run game was tremendous. The O-line was dominant, and it wasn't just the fourth quarter. It wasn't just kind of here, there when you needed it. It was consistently throughout the game. Woody Marks had 19 carries for 112 yards. Do the math. That's 5.9 yards per carry, damn near 6 yards per carry. Nick Chubb had 10 carries for 48 yards, 4.8 yards per. And I guarantee you, Jawar Jordan is sitting at home watching that game last night going, why can't I get me a shot? Why did this ankle have to happen? Why,
hey, boy.
Good Lord, why did you do this to me in a game when there's so much opportunity in the run game?
Damian Pierce was somewhere pissed.
Come on, man, Madden the Hornet. I'm not taking away from Woody. I'm not taking away from Chubb. I'm not going to take. I would never be a man that would take away from a good Woody or a good Chubb. However, the reality is that it ain't about the backs, man. That offensive line was dominant. The movement in whatever scheme they decided to deploy, the scheme was tremendous. I don't know, Ron, anything in this matchup that said, hey, Texans, let's go in there and run this thing downhill at this defensive front. There was nothing in the matchups. There's nothing in the box score. There's nothing about the player personnel. There's nothing that says, yeah, let's run this thing right into the teeth of Cam Hayward and their interior defensive line.
And they just kept doing it repeatedly.
You
thought it was like they caught him off guard for a drive or something. And they thought like, all right, they caught him off guard. Maybe they just were playing for them to kind of throw the ball. No, man, it was 8-9 yards a pop.
Yep. Yeah, man, it was impressive, man. And tip the cap to Nick Cayley for sticking with it. And putting a game plan out there that not only allowed you to be tremendous on third down, but really allowed you to establish the run when I don't think anybody thought that was going to be a big part of where you had success. We heard from D'Amico Ryans a little earlier in today's show, which, by the way, if you've got the Odyssey app, you can use the rewind feature and go hear from D'Amico game after day after game after he's watched the film. It's tremendous audio. But here he is talking specifically about the ground game and this offensive line's performance yesterday versus the Steelers.
And what worked in the running game was it was our mindset from a physicality standpoint, from our offensive line, our tight ends, and just being able to sustain our blocks. That's what worked for us. And the backs, they played physical. They ran the ball really well. They protected the ball well. That's what the good running game is like. It, you know, you get a few yards here, a few yards there, and then you pop a couple long ones like we did. That's what it looks like. And our guys just continue to stay with it. Like, we were able to get over 30 rushing attempts. When you stay with the run, you continue to, you know, you're trying to wear a team down when you run the ball that much, and I felt like we were able to do that.
It's one thing for D'Amico Ryans or anybody with the Texans to be talking about, hey, man, let's establish the run. Let's establish the run. But we've got to a point where, and by the way, it makes sense. It's on brand. It lines up with the film and what we watched. Now, we've got D'Amico Ryans talking about, hey, man, that's what happens when you wear them out. And wear out a team that's known for physicality, a team that's got a monster in the middle, a team that's got a couple of guys with Will Anderson-type motors coming off the edge. I mean, that's what we're talking about, Ron. And not only was it impressive last night, but on a night when CJ struggled, it was the reason why, right? Yes, the defense. I'm not taking anything away from the defense. Obviously, the defense is always the headliner. And last night, they scored 2 touchdowns, right? They scored 5 touchdowns, by the way, in 3 wild card round playoff games the last 3 years. They had 2 against Cleveland. They had 1 against the Chargers last year. And they had 2 against Pittsburgh, right? But I'm not taking anything away from the defense. They are the headliner. They are the reason why. But when you flip over to the offense, the ability to run the football the way they ran it last night was why this offense was able to sustain a few drives. It was why I think in the secondary you were able to get some throw-in-the-ocean type throws for Christian Kirk. This run game is not only the reason why last night offensively you were able to hold down the fort, but I think moving forward, Ron, I think it changes the calculus, if you will, for who the Texans are.
You didn't think this was a one-off?
No.
I hadn't seen them do that. I said it earlier. It was the most surprising thing that has happened in the Texans season. I've never seen them move. I've seen the big fella move people. I've never seen, like 57, Blake Fisher was a problem.
Yeah.
Those double teams were just moving. And like you said, that's Cam Hayward. That's some of those, they were folding them up.
Yeah. Now look, it may be an anomaly on this season. We may not see it again, but what we watched yesterday did not happen by accident. Right? I mean, that wasn't a, they sucked or they quit. Or a running back made guys miss and just busted a couple of big runs so the box score looks good. It's hard to watch what we watched yesterday and go, no, that wasn't real. That we ain't going to see. I believe there's a chance. I mean, there's always a chance that somebody's going to stop you with a better opponent. New England has been really good against the run. It's going to be a different challenge. But I know me as a Texans fan, what I watched, it makes me feel a lot better about the formula for the Texans to win a game. You're going to play great defense, no doubt about it. You're going to have a field goal kicker that even in the elements is going to be able to punch a couple through, maybe even from 50 plus if he needs to. Now I feel like offensively, I feel like there's a chance that we're going to have a run game that can control the game. We're going to have an offensive line that can move the line of scrimmage. We've heard D'Amico talking about it all year long, and I'll be honest with you, I thought he was crazy. This is the first time that I saw it where it's like, yeah, that was really, really impressive. Moving forward, I think it could be a big plus for the Texans, assuming, to your point, Ron, if it travels from game to game in the playoffs. That's number one. Number two, we talked a little bit about this player in the last segment. Christian Kirk, 8 catches, 144 yards, and 1 touchdown. For me, you earned every penny of that contract that you signed this offseason. And I'm glad
he was insane last night.
I'm glad. Yes, I mean it was crazy. I'm glad he's a Texan. Man coverage and shaking free and getting 4 and 5 yards of separation for CJ was unbelievable.
And maybe you'll know this more whenever you watch the film, which I'm sure you will be very excited when you see the O-line. But I also, like, God, we haven't seen Christian Kirk come close to any of that this year. Did they see something in preparation for this game that was going to be like, oh, the slot's open, we got a chance to go there? Was this him turning the clock back to some of his good years at Jacksonville and Arizona? I just wonder what was around it, because that was just something that was nothing we've seen like that.
Well, I think he caught a really good matchup. I do believe in watching that game that he looked like he was moving with a little more twitch and a little bit more explosion than maybe he has throughout the year. But I asked him that question last night on the postgame run, and he basically said, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said it was a matter of opportunity. And so, I mean, I don't know, you know, that's what I heard him say anyway. I mean, that's what I took from it, was just getting the opportunity and making plays. But we'll see. That will definitely be a topic of conversation with the What'd You See Wednesday instead of the old Tape Drop Tuesday. A little Tape Drop Wednesday will happen tomorrow, by the way. But Christian Kirk, 8 catches, 144 yards, and a touchdown. Here's the part of that. Last night was big. The fact that it was in a moment, Ron, when we've never needed it more, right? The offense was sputtering. The offense was struggling. Nico Collins goes out of the game, and you just need big plays. You need somebody, and not even to score points. Obviously, the defense did that. You just need somebody to work this clock. You just need somebody to flip field position. You need somebody that in one play can get you into field goal range. With this defense, that's all you need, and Christian Kirk was that last night. Now, I bring up Nico Collins because in that game it was huge. On a short week, it's a long shot if Nico Collins is going to be cleared from concussion protocol to be available versus New England. We're probably not talking about that enough. I'd like to just enjoy the win. I'm sure as the week goes along,
we'll catch it. It's going to be a dominant story. Yeah.
Right, but Nico Collins' status moving forward is a major problem. It's a little bit easier to stomach today knowing that Christian Kirk still has 8 catches and 144 yards in his bag to now go along with Higgins that's coming. Xavier Hutchinson has been a big part of this thing. Dalton Schultz, who wasn't a big part of yesterday's game but has been a major part of this offense this year. So that Christian Kirk emergence is big. The offensive line, we hadn't seen that before, and Christian Kirk, we hadn't seen that before. Now, the Nico Collins status, here is D'Amico Ryans on if Nico is out versus the Patriots next week.
Whoever is open, baby, that's who needs to show up. Like, we're going to go through our process again. We just play to play out, right? And CJ, he needs to just do a great job of just making great decisions with the football. Whoever is open, they get the ball. And you go to work, and that's what it's about. And we got a lot of capable guys. It hurts seeing Nico go down the way he went down. Like, you never want to see that. But we know in this league it's about, guys capitalizing on the opportunity to step up. And we know in the playoffs, in the history of the playoffs, it can be anybody. And a lot of guys have made their names in the playoffs by stepping up and just doing their job. And by doing your job, you may make some big plays in a game. But our guys are ready for the moment. They understand you just go out, you execute, do your job the right way, and you'll make the plays you need to make.
That's on me. I set that up a little wrong. I can't read my own damn writing. But that was D'Amico Ryans talking about if Nico can't go, what's your thoughts on the other pass catchers? Clearly, he doesn't have any worries about the other pass catchers. If you look at, which I've been critical of, if you look at how they've handled their offense and their pass catchers this year, I mean, it's going to be an advantage moving forward if Nico can't go.
If you want to hear the positive, last time Nico was out, they played a team that is still alive in the playoffs. They played the 49ers. And last time Nico missed for rest at the end of the regular season. But the last game, against the 49ers, that was one of CJ's best games, spreading it around. Yeah. There was no Kirk. There was no Nico Collins. And Braxton Berrios stepped up. Jalen Noel really took a step forward. So he has played well that time earlier this year against a quality opponent, the 49ers, the last time he was out. All right, as we continue the Texans, Big Dub, and their win meant more than them just ending the season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They ended the season. Hell, they may have ended the season for the Pirates too, but they ended the season for season and career potential. And obviously the coach, Mike Tomlin, he stepped down. We'll give you the latest on that as we continue.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Right here live on the drive.
It's a McCarron Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday. Playoff edition on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. The biggest story here in Houston is that the Houston Texans are moving on. They are going to the divisional round for the third straight year, and they will face on the road the New England Patriots coming up on Sunday on ESPN ABC, 2 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. And if you're listening, you're riding, you had to listen to it right here on Sports Radio 610, pregame, postgame show as well. That's the biggest story in Houston sports. The biggest story across the sports world involves the Texans, and that's Mike Tomlin steps down as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's his final game with the Steelers. He steps down after the game last night. 19 seasons, won a Super Bowl there, multiple Super Bowl appearances, and has he's 53, by the way, and been there 19 years. That shows how old he was when he got there. 53 years old. He is out 201 wins since 2007, Clint. He is gone. It's not a major surprise to me. I actually agree. I feel like for both sides, to me, it feels like it's time. I didn't necessarily feel that way with John Harbaugh, but with the Steelers, the fan base, everything, his message, his deal, and they just can't seem to find, you know, the quarterback. I think it feels like it was time for both of those two to part ways. And I think it's probably be the best thing for both. We'll see where the Steelers go. We'll see where Mike Tomlin goes. But it felt like it made a lot of sense, Clint, that this thing would be done between the Steelers and Tomlin.
Yeah, I mean, it look, you see the writing on the wall. You know, I could see where he, as a coach, especially the numbers you mentioned, he could I mean, very easily outlast. But you know, obviously he's already outlasted Belichick, but could outlast Andy Reid and be the, you know, the at least, you know, exceed those guys in from a wins perspective. And so you're in rare company at that point in time. But I could see him staying and being the one that wanted to right the ship in Pittsburgh. But I could also see, hey man, I'm leaving on decent terms with the obviously winning the division and losing in the first round of the playoffs, and it's time to move on. Time for a new change of scenery.
It was tough to hear from that fan base because they're out. Like they,
yeah,
like, well, at least many of them are just out, and it's like, man, as good as he's, I mean, 19 straight years he did not have a losing season. Like some of that's a little over, like. But damn, 19 straight years, they never had a losing season in Pittsburgh. So he is out. But I think the next part is, Clint, you watched that game last night. You've seen a lot of Aaron this year. 21 seasons. He's 42 years old, turned 42 in December. We understand he is one of the best to ever do it. You watched that game last night, Clint. You saw him.
Yeah.
In your eyes, do you think it's time for Aaron to shut it down?
I mean, Aaron can still play, but I'm given what he's accomplished, where that organization is, I think it would have to be a perfect hire that he feels like that group has a shot to improve off this year for him to stick around. I mean, I just don't see why a player that's been around that long, regardless of the fact that he can still spin it with anybody in the league, I just don't know why you want to stay around if you don't feel like the dots are connected, the stars are aligned to at least give yourself a puncher's chance to win a title. And with the head coach leaving, with them changing there, I don't know what else they're going to do. I don't know how that lines up with something that Aaron would want to do at this point in time. And starting over with another organization that doesn't have a quarterback that's going to be able to have real championship aspirations, if you will, I think those spots are few and far between. And so, yeah,
it don't look like there's a spot for it. It doesn't feel like, because like the last two made sense, the Jets and then the Steelers, it kind of made sense, but it doesn't feel like there's a big, there's the only one that I think makes sense that fits, but then there is, they would have to make a decision, is Minnesota. And if they are ready, if they're like, oh, maybe we don't want to just roll with nine.
Yeah.
Right. Like now maybe they could be just like, all right, year two, we're going in. But there could be That's a thing. There could be a thing of, because everything else you're talking about, like a lot of people love their roster and their offense. And Justin Jefferson looked like he was in hell all season long. They won a game against the Lions where they threw 50 for 53 yards in a game. And I don't know, maybe JJ needs another year. But if Aaron's going to play one more with Justin Jefferson and that crew, like Minnesota could be a spot. Kevin O'Connell, that could be a spot. But, man, I think he just needs to shut this down.
Yeah, I think it's time. I think it's time. I mean, I don't see the perfect scenario presenting itself.
When I came out of the darkness.
Yeah, I mean,
that would be the only one to me that would make sense. Because none of all the other ones, Clint, the rosters just aren't that good.
The rosters aren't that good. Or like you can look at Atlanta and say I could make that make sense. But you got Michael Penix Jr. there in year two. He is coming off an injury, but you've got, I mean, they've got. What's his name still there as well? Kirk Cousins still there as well.
Yeah. No, they're already paying him. Yeah.
And so you could look. There's a couple of other just like team situations that might work.
Yeah, Arizona maybe. Something like.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, but yeah, I mean, there's a couple of them, but I just don't see how they situationally don't fit for him to have one more year and a shot at a championship. So yeah, I think it's probably time for Aaron to hang that thing up.
Yeah, no, there are times where you're like he could still go, but boy, like. Last night, the big thing was he just wasn't gonna run. He was not gonna tuck it and run. And the Texans knew it, and they played their defense towards it. There are opportunities where it's just like, damn, man. And some of the hits he was taking, it was just like, well, this.
Well, you look at some of the greats. I mean, he moves better and throws it significantly better than Tom Brady ever did. He moves better and throws it better than Drew Brees ever did. So it's like. The lack of mobility, yes, is one thing when you're talking about who Aaron Rodgers used to be. I think he could survive being able to spin it the way he spins it, but I don't think playing just to play is in his – I think that ship sailed that first year in New York where it was like, the hell am I doing?
Yeah, I mean – well,
or maybe the second year.
The first year, that team was the setup, right?
Yeah.
They had the great defense and – they had Garrett Wilson. They had the running back.
That was the second year Devontae.
Devontae came later, but they had a setup of a team that you felt like, oh, with a quarterback they could roll. Felt like Denver did with Russell Wilson, but it just obviously he tore the Achilles three, four plays in, and it didn't work out. It just feels like it's time, man. 43, like. And I still don't see the option of the team, even the Vikings, where you're like, they're gonna make a run and get to a Super Bowl.
Yep,
and that's got to be where he is at with this. So Aaron, it potentially we've seen obviously a changing of the guard at the head coach spot in Pittsburgh, as we talked about yesterday, the potential the Texans doing, and that happened, and they may have retired and had us witness Aaron Rodgers' final game. Damn it. Kalen Bullock. And then with a pick six, man.
The sense of humor that the universe has.
I thought Aaron was going to come over there and launch himself at him when he got over to that sideline. Aaron was
He looked like it.
And then he thought to himself, man, I ain't going to this offseason like this.
I think he thought he was going to just step out if he was over in all that traffic, and he didn't. And then he said,
Cut right back in. Swim moved him. I thought Kalen might
get excited. He did the old decelerate, the old Reggie Bush decelerate on the sideline.
All right, man, we got to get into the number 1A story of this game, and it is the dominance and the best unit in football, the Texans defense. We'll discuss that coming up.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you.
at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday. Playoff edition on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I do wonder what the locker room celebration music is for the Texans.
Oh, that's one of my favorite things. Two post-game shows ago. We didn't cover this. Two post-show games.
Post-game
shows. Post-game shows. There you go. We sitting here listening, and it's before we come on, right? And Mark Vandermeer and Andre Ware are doing their little wrap-up. Well, they always shoot down to Johnny Harris in the locker room. And I can't remember who Johnny Harris got in the locker room, but it's clear as day. Tupac. Really? I believe it's America's Most Wanted. I believe
who is running the board?
I mean, banging it, and it's loud, and it is not the. It is not the edited version.
Well, CJ's from Cali, huh?
CJ ain't running a damn. Let me tell you what CJ ain't doing. No disrespect, homeboy.
You come out of the gates a little too confident with the belief that CJ is you just poo-pooed that.
Well, I'm
with
just
as soon as it got out of Tyler's mouth. There, let me tell you something.
Let me tell you who's not. I mean, you gotta think, no. Like, I'm gonna tell you who ran it
in your locker.
Larry Allen. Oh. One of the greatest of all time. I mean, there ain't, I mean.
So you're leaning towards Trent.
Trent who?
Brown. You're leaning.
No, Trent Brown, probably not, though. He stood around too much early on.
It seemed like he had some R&B in there. Nothing wrong with it.
I would probably go, it's going to be like an unassuming, Trent would be a good one. It's going to be like an unassuming. It would be one of those interior defensive linemen, potentially. It would be Barnett potentially.
That's a good one. Barnett's not bad. 713-572-4.
Aziz got a shot. I think Joe Mixon had a shot.
Well, who is deciding the post game music? Who's the DJ? Titus maybe?
Titus got a shot. Yeah.
Titus is in there, got a shot.
I would probably
like. I don't think Daniil gives a rip.
I don't think he does either.
I thought one of the young DBs' knee-jerk reaction, like a Bullock or a Laster,
they ain't got maybe enough time. Petrie. Kamari could. Kamari does not seem like somebody who gives a damn about waiting his turn. So, Bullock's got to hold serve. He's got to wait. Not yet.
I'm going Barnett 1, Aziz 2.
See, I think somebody hits Aziz with, hey, man, like, come on, man. Like, we just trying to have a good time, man. I feel like Aziz is coming in with some real, I'm just telling you,
there was nothing better. Nah, I mean, Johnny Harris.
Real, make you think stuff.
Hey, Johnny Harris is amped up too, boy. And he was amped up for the interview. He was football amped up.
Johnny didn't know what them J's.
And I couldn't hear nothing Johnny was saying. All I could hear was that Tupac, America's Most Wanted in the background. Isn't America's Most Wanted? Isn't that the one where Snoop is in it?
Snoop, yeah. Someone's texting in, well, which is the white guy? Who is the white guy that would be most likely to lead it?
There ain't one.
Oh, it's got to be Tommy Townsend.
No.
Zero chance.
Listen, I think Dalton Schultz carries much more weight in there.
I agree.
Than others. I think Dalton's
got a real chance.
Dalton Schultz is it.
Dude.
Ain't no real kiss.
Dalton Schultz.
Patterson and Andrews, keep on moving.
Well, I think Dalton may have a chance even without adding the white boy, you know, context. I mean, yeah. He's got a chance to be in the top three or four.
Like,
you're right.
Yeah, him. Someone says Frank Ross.
I was just about to say Frank.
Runs in to beat everybody to the Ox.
He's a hype fella.
Well, now that doesn't.
Derek Barnett would move it.
But that doesn't count. Like if Frank Ross strikes me as a guy that's going to take the workload off the player to get in there and get it turned on and make the playlist and all that, but he's doing it strict. Like, he's basing it off of what the guys want. So I would say, I'll be honest, in this day and age, this generation, they hired somebody over there to run the damn jukebox, to be honest with you. They ain't letting nobody else do it.
I believe Stephon Diggs was trying to do it last. Yeah. By the way, man, I just say these numbers. 153 total yards allowed, 11 first downs given up, 2 takeaways, 2 touchdowns, 4 sacks, 12 quarterback hits, 7 tackles, TFLs, tackles for loss, 6 points allowed in the game. That is what the Texans defense did on the big stage, the only game in town for the world to see. Before we dive into what they did and how impressed you are with them, were you a little bit surprised, like, almost that it was that dominant, like at that one point in the game, like, they could not do anything, I know they're great, and I knew this was probably a pretty good matchup for them with Aaron not being able to move well, their offensive line just being all right. They don't run it great. Like I said it last week, boy, I find it real hard for them to sustain drives. They better just get big plays. But damn, man, there was a point after about the first 2 or 3 drives where, like, it was like, I mean, they can't do anything.
Yeah, I think what surprised me was when the game was so tight that they weren't able to do anything. Once they got the 2-score lead and they could pin their ears back, it was game over. But for me, it was, we didn't see one explosive, I don't think. To think that with Aaron Rodgers pulling the trigger, that one, DK Metcalf wasn't going to get over the top at some point and make a big play, draw a PI, something like that that swung the game. To think that that wouldn't happen through 4 quarters, I'd have lost money on. The other part of it is to think that Gainwell didn't catch a ball and make a big play outside or hit a crease in the run game and get at least one big chunk play, like, that I would have lost money there. So yeah, it was better than I thought. I expected a dominant performance given that it's only DK Metcalf and really Kenneth Gainwell. But boy, I didn't expect it to be that dominant. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they had to throw in the towel.
Oh yeah. No question.
They had to, it didn't matter who it was. I mean, obviously, Aziz to Daniil to Will Anderson to Stingley, all of them. Jimmy Ward was in the starting lineup, apparently, according to ESPN.
How'd that happen? Damn. I mean, how does that happen?
That damn Reed couldn't get his damn – I mean, he just trying to get one time to get his pitcher up there. He went ahead and got himself injured, so they were forced to have to talk about him and get his pitcher up there. But damn, Jimmy, I said, what? We just did the show from 2 to 4. Jimmy Ward's in?
Some ESPN intern got fired.
Jimmy Ward? Oh, man, I'm about to say, Jimbo, back.
I said
he snuck in that lineup, didn't he?
I said, hey, man, D'Amico said, we ain't done. We coming down. But no, man, like I was saying, man, the thing that is becoming scary for them is they used to have places where you could attack them. And where you were like, yeah, they can be had there. Running the ball on the interior, and then they started off the game with a 10-yard run, and then that for the most part quickly shut up. But Tommy and Sheldon in the middle, even with the lock, those two guys in particular, they are just an absolute problem. Mixing in D'Amico Autry, it's been enough. They are an absolute problem. Where those used to be areas where you could, especially when they had injuries go down, that you can't call them a weak link. They're out there just destroying guys, destroying double teams. And then, like, at some point now, we just have to stop with just remembering games of the past. Henry Toa-Toa, Azeez Alshire, those guys in coverage, those linebackers, which used to be that's not a thing anymore. It was an early one. Henry Toa-Toa with a choice route just ran stride for stride with Gainwell. And Rodgers had to throw it out of bounds because he didn't get to him. That's one of the first drives. It was like, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Like, those things just aren't things that you can seem to take advantage of them anymore, whatever their weakness is. So now, man, there's not much you can do to attack them and really feel like you can really give them problems for a sustained time.
Well, you got to. I mean, the only chance you have is if you can match the physicality up front. I mean, it just seems like teams, really good teams, just get overwhelmed with the physicality, and more times than not, hell, it ain't even in the fourth quarter. It's earlier in the game when this defense has just worn somebody smooth out, and they've had enough. And so the only chance that I think anybody has to have any level of success against this defense is if you have, like, I look back and I know this because we beat them, but you look at like the physicality that's ingrained with Trent Williams and them boys in San Francisco.
Yep.
Right. I mean, like you like, it's got to be one of those where you just, there's a certain level, the old Pittsburgh team where there was a certain level of physicality, the old Baltimore team where there was a certain level of physicality. Like, if you're not cut from that cloth, I don't know how you have any level of success against our defense. Now, you may have enough success to win a game, but I don't know how you have any level of success against our defense.
Yeah, especially when they're ready to roll.
Yep.
All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire as we continue right here on a Victory Tuesday and a Reaction Tuesday. We heard from D'Amico. We'll get the latest and discuss what's going to be a big, big story throughout the week, Nico Collins. Mike Tomlin, he steps down with the Steelers, but there is more to the story than just him moving on. We'll let you know the latest on that. Rockets are in action, and the Falcons may have found their next guy. We'll discuss all of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.